Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Just one day, Lee, just one time, Joe Biden had to take the kind of pointed question that Donald Trump took every single press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. And he flipped.
Yeah.
He flipped his lid. How dare you ask me a real question? That's what he was saying to Peter Doocy. And Peter Doocy's question was journalism 101.
Yes.
Absolute journalism 101. I mean, if you have high inflation, right, and the president who has just posted abysmal and at some levels, as I documented the Battleground podcast yesterday, record-breaking abysmal poll numbers. The obvious question to ask said president, whatever party they're from, I don't care. You know, you've got 48-year high inflation. How's that going to affect you in the midterms? Your polls look kind of like they kind of look bad.
I'm just going to say,
a standard question. You don't cuss out the reporter.
I distinctly remember during I'm old, as you would say, I'm old enough to remember the Trump administration. And every time that Donald Trump, the president, would make some comment about fake news or saying something about the lying media, whatever, all the hand-wringing and, oh, woe is us, and the threat to democracy about journalism, all of that type of comment going on for days on end after a single incident of this, every single time. Well, where's all that hand-wringing and haranguing now? Nowhere.
Can you imagine if Trump had been caught on mic like that?
Well, he had.
About Jim Acosta?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he had. I mean, that did happen, and it happened right out in the open. And but the thing is, the media would go nuts over it, but you've got exactly—
Did he call him a—
I'll
look it up.
Fox News is reporting in one of their other reports that I haven't aired yet that there were instances of that.
Now,
it may have been in similar situations where it was like a hot mic, or it may have been— you know, an abbreviated reference to the slur, but at any rate, there were instances of that. I mean, come on, we all know Donald Trump, and he was you know, very direct. We'll say that.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Biden. I mean, he's being asked, "Hey, is inflation going to affect the midterms?" Again, that's journalism 101. Any president should be asked that.
And the thing is that much of what the media was hurling at the press secretaries and President Trump were falsehoods, which were fake news, talking about Russian collusion. I mean, when you're sitting there telling this guy this stuff, and just, I mean, I quite honestly, it sometimes was amazed at the restraint that Donald Trump had sometimes about some of the stuff which he knew to be false, and he said so. But then he was called a liar because he called it false.
And it turns out the whole thing was fake.
Exactly.
It was absolutely all fake. But inflation is not fake.
No,
and here's
that's
the
documented,
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we looked at the last week, the Biden press conference. It was astonishing what he wasn't asked about. He was not asked at all about the border, not one single question. He was not asked at all about the terror attack on the synagogue, not one single question, including, hey, you know, you making any progress figuring out how the guy got in the country?
Yeah.
Nope. No questions on that whatsoever. No questions on the crime, on the looting of the, you know, the L.A. trains, on any of it. No questions on the crime either, the escalating crime. I mean, that is softball. So, I mean, when you're Joe Biden, you don't expect a question on anything that actually matters from the media. He's not used to it. But he owed the American people an answer because, you know, think about this, okay? Inflation right now in the polls is the top issue of concern for America. It's not climate change. It's not voter rights, whatever that is. We all have voter rights. We're fine. It's not any of that. It's inflation. That is the top concern for Americans. The stock market had tanked when, you know, when Doocy asked him that. Nailing the retirement investments of the middle class, especially hard, okay? And you said, let's just, you know, tell me about inflation. Is this going to affect you in the midterms? Biden goes bonkers.
It's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Can't believe it.
Nothing
that someone would ask
pal.
Him about a real thing.
Nothing
what?
Nothing personal, pal. That's what he told Ducey, apparently. Nothing personal, pal.
Yeah, well, he only called him late. He said what he really actually thinks of Ducey there. It played badly for him, so he had to call him. He didn't mean it in the phone call.
No.
He didn't mean it. If he did, he wouldn't have said it. And here's the thing. This is a guy who ran as the doddering grandfather who was never going to embarrass us with the mean tweet.
Who was going to unite this country.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're united in opposition to pretty much everything you're trying to do at this point.
Right. And Joe is not that person. He never has been.
No.
Joe is bite me. That's who Rush called him bite me for very good reason.
What did Obama tell us about Joe Biden?
Never under in Politico.
Yes.
And never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. And this is why you saw Barack Obama would not endorse Joe through the whole primary. Yeah. He waited till right before the convention when there was no way out.
Yeah.
Because he knows. He knew.
And just like Clyburn did here in South Carolina, and I'm sick and tired of hearing the media act like that, oh, Jim Clyburn saved Biden's presidency. Joe Biden was ahead in South Carolina by most points, double digits in this state all along. James Clyburn did not save the Biden presidency or the candidacy there. I watched the polls the whole time. There was almost never a time when Biden's approval among Democrat likely primary voters was ever below 10%. They're trying to credit Biden of saving. I'm sorry. I just, one of my pet peeves. I just get sick and tired of hearing Biden. Clyburn brought up as the one that saved Biden's primary run here in South Carolina. It's just, I'm sorry. Data doesn't back that up.
Well, I'll tell you this. Jim Acosta, the reporter from CNN.
Oh, yeah.
The soy boy crybaby. He's trending on Twitter right now because everybody's waiting for Acosta to defend Ducey. Right? Because what did Acosta tell us the entire time of the Trump presidency? I mean, when he wasn't lying about Russia collusion, which was a totally fake news story. And that's crazy because that was their main story. It was fake. Remember what they told us? If Trump criticized the Russia collusion narrative, that was an attack on the media.
Right,
well,
exactly.
It turns out, the media was conducting an attack on the truth and Trump was just trying to steer him back to where it was.
Right.
That was an attack on the media. It was an attack on democracy. It was an attack on the Constitution. It was the most horrible thing that had ever happened. So Biden just did it. Where's CNN?
And look,
where's Acosta?
Fox News has also got a history of backing liberal media when they are wrongfully attacked. I mean, and I'm not talking about the situations where you had Acosta and their ilk going after fake stories and making accusations instead of asking questions. But there have been times when the Trump administration went a little bit too far, and Fox News has joined their liberal media allies there, their comrades in communication, and back them. So I mean, Fox News is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but at least they try to play fair, and that's something that the CNN and the MSNBCs of the world have no interest in doing.
No. None whatsoever. And their ratings reflect that right now.
What ratings?
They've lost over 70% of those ratings. CNN, don't kid yourself, at night they pray to whatever deity they worship, Gaia, I don't know, that Trump will come back because their ratings are just in the crapper without him.
I get a kick out of hearing these polls that they're talking about how many people wish that Joe Biden wouldn't run. I'm going to be against that. I want Joe Biden to run again. Please.
Oh, me too.
Please.
I'll wheel him out there myself.
Please let this guy run one more time. Oh, please let that happen. Please.
Which is, we're seeing things right now that we have never seen before. One thing we're seeing right now, Andrew Yang, who ran for president, came out and he told everybody, listen, there's a lot of us that are going to challenge Biden in 2024. He's going to have a full slate of Democrat primary challengers if he runs.
Yeah.
We've never seen that before. That's a courtesy in American politics. You don't run against.
I'm sure Beto O'Rourke will go get in there again after he gets his clock clean trying for the Texas governorship again.
So. What is even the point of that? I don't know.
What a joke. What an absolute joke.
Yeah, I think it's all about Beto,
it's attention.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's attention.
It's attention. Yeah. He'll dust the skateboard off.
Seeking for relevancy.
Right. Exactly.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.